A lot of people right now get caught up in, I want to help, millions of people and this and that. And this is all wonderful, but I also believe it all starts here, home, within yourself. And then, take it to your kids, family, and then, brothers and sisters. The impact, it almost like starts at core and then, goes out. And instead of worrying and overwhelming ourselves with want to help the whole world, start with, how can I help myself first? And how can I help my kids? And how can I help my brothers and sisters? Even though my brothers are all, I call them technicians because they're like plumbers, contractors, but I told them and I showed them the power of having your own business. So now they're all business people, having others helping them run a business. So it always starts with home and then take it outside.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? That is right. We are back for a double header. I don't know if we've ever done a double header, but I appreciate you for being here. This is the place to help you craft, create, and launch your legacy out into the world. And I'm your host, Jay Wong. Now, for those of you that have already checked out part one, you know that we are doing a real estate investing series, just two parts. And this is not a main focus of the show, but it is a component of one of my businesses. And so on a personal level, I run a investment portfolio with my family. And even though I don't ever talk about it, and it's not really having to do anything with online marketing or business, it is a huge, huge wealth building way of supporting my family. And it is something that I spend a few days and a few weeks thinking about every single year. And I definitely make the time to do that. If you guys watch the vlogs, you know that I spend at least one day out of the month where I meet with all my family members that are involved, kind of give them the scope of what is happening with our investments so that everyone is kept abreast with all the information. So it is, if you listen to part one, we had the CEO of Rain, Patrick Franzi, on. And in this episode, we have my good friend Tahani. And Tahani's story is absolutely amazing. I mean, her story starts with her being born to a Palestinian family and living in a refugee camp in Jordan. And now when we, get a chance to have her on, she has multiple streams of income coming in, not just from real estate investing, but different aspects of real estate. And she has really made herself into a self-made millionaire, as well as a speaker, an author, a mother. I mean, this woman is amazing. And wait till you hear her talk about her movement and how she's being able to not just give back to her community, but to impact the women and her audience. It's absolutely sensational. So I don't want to give too much away, but it is a great, great episode. It's a great, you guys should watch the video if you get a chance. Go subscribe to Jay Wong TV, because the nuances and the energy that we had in this interview was definitely bar none. As always, wherever you are listening to this podcast, whichever device, whichever platform you're listening to, whether it's Google Play, Spotify, we would love for you to leave a review if you are getting some great value out of this show. We don't always talk about real estate investing. It is a lot of times around building your legacy, building your business, but we have on some very interesting humans. And so if whether this is your first time, if it is, by the way, a welcome, or whether this is your 192nd time, I have so much love for you, so appreciate it. And your reviews and your words is what keeps me going on this journey. And for those of you that are in in our Legacy Driven group, you know that I try not to hold back on you guys. It's not necessarily in my nature to be able to even hold back. And so I have so much love, and I appreciate all the great comments, and I appreciate all the great reviews. If you haven't had a chance to leave us one, if you've gotten some great value out of the show, would love to be able to hear the impact the show has had on you. So I will leave everything at that. And I can't wait to see you in our personal episode later happening this week. Here is the episode with Tahani. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode on the Inner Changemaker. And we are here with my good friend Tahani, and she has an epic moving story that I can't wait to share with you. So Tahani, I know you've done so many things: mother, self-made millionaire, author, speaker, and ultimately creating this movement that is helping women elevate their business, accelerate the results with real estate investing. Can't believe that. Finally, have you on the show, Tahani. Welcome.
Finally. Yes, finally. Thank you so much for having me over here and, you know, the opportunity to share my message and my mission with the world. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, so we've done this a couple times now, and we're really wanting this to work because I know how impactful your story is. And, you know, I was going to go into it even in the intro, but really I think your story is something special, and it honestly needs to come from you. So, you know, you're someone who, you know, was born to a Palestinian family, but yeah, you're living in a refugee camp in Jordan, and yes, and now you're, you know, we're gonna get into it. Now you're like leading these movements, you're building all these amazing, you know, business income streams through real estate investing. Take us back to those days in the refugee camp. Like, what, like, how did it all start for you?
Well, I was born in a refugee camp in the Middle East, as you said, in Jordan, Amman. Born for a blended family of seven boys and then two girls. So there were seven boys and three girls. And then my father, at even a young age, instilled in me the belief that I was capable of anything that I wanted to do. Mm. And as a result, even at a very, very young age, I became an entrepreneur and an investor at an, I could say like 10 years, maybe 11 years. So what I started doing is that baking and making sweets and crocheting, doing so many things. And I would educate myself and empower myself. You know, as a result, I made money as a byproduct. But instead of, you know, I wanted to give my money to my parents because, I mean, they have 10 kids altogether. I wanted to help. But instead of that, I became an investor, started investing because my parents would not take my money. I started investing in gold. So I would buy, like, you know, gold pieces. And that's how it started for me in that refugee camp.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy. So what happened in that refugee camp? Like, how did you end up, you know, all the way in Canada? How did that transition take place?
So at a young age of 15, a normal school day, I was coming home, a beautiful winter day. And as I was approaching the steps of my home, I heard like this commotion, like a big party. And as I went inside, everybody's like, Tahani! And I'm like, what's happening? I thought, right, I'm doing something, what's going on? And then all of a sudden they said, I heard the voice. I don't know who actually said it, even until today, that, Tahani, you just got married.
What?
What? Yes. I just got married. And then I paused. I was in shock. But then I also heard that voice again saying, oh, and you're also going to Canada.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. At 15, a child, I think of 15 years old right now, even though they know a lot more than I knew in that camp, you know, I still think of them as children. And it was very, very hard. So for me, it was the responsibility of now, as a young child, of being married, going to a different country, learning a different language. And, you know, it's a whole thing. And then also my dad, when I went to him and I cried, he's like, yeah, but remember that you still have to take care of us back home here. So it was a huge responsibility on my shoulder as a 15-year-old child.
Do you remember, like, I mean, that's a crazy, you know, story for any, you know, I imagine 15 years old, you're in grade 9 or grade 10 or something. And that's a lot for any, you know, person to untake, nonetheless a 15-year-old. Do you remember how you felt kind of coming to the realization that all of these, you know, big life shifts were happening and that you had to kind of step into this role for your family?
Yes, I did not realize it as much, but I'll tell you something. I felt, and only lately, like when I was in my 40s, that I started learning about, you know, why I felt what I felt, but a sense of abandonment, you know, yeah. Because leaving Jordan was not that I only leave my family, but I also left everyone familiar and known to me. I also left my security blanket, my comfort zone, everything familiar, and my hopes and my dreams there as a young girl, you know. So it was not easy. It was not easy, you know, and I had to come here and start a whole new life.
So what happened, you know, that, I mean, now, you know, you're looking at your businesses and everything that you're involved in. Do you think that some of those experiences, you know, some of those kind of like tougher lessons has ultimately guided you to kind of be that person to step into the success that maybe you've had, you know, in these days?
I think that one of two things, probably being adaptable, is very, very important lesson that I've learned as a young, you know, child, because I had to come here and I had to be adaptable. Otherwise, you know, how can you like make it or survive or yeah. do? And the other thing, like I told you, as a young girl, my dad and my teachers instilled in me the belief that I was capable of doing anything. So even that thought or that belief carried on with me until I was an adult, and that helped tremendously as well.
And that's an incredible story, and I just know that, you know, for people that are watching this or listening to this, I mean, you know, they could feel that. I mean, they can only imagine, you know, someone going through those motions, right? And how did you turn your passion into real estate? Like, how did that happen?
You know what, Jay, just before I even jump into the real estate, is that even though some people right now are listening to this podcast, they think, well, I wasn't, you know, my story is different than Tahani. Even though she was born in a refugee camp, you know, I was not born in a refugee. But this applies to almost everybody, because some people, sometimes all of a sudden, their job is gone. Like that's it, you know, there's yeah. more existence. Or maybe, you know, sometimes, God forbid, health issues that some people, you know, go through, that their whole life has to, you know, change direction, and they have to kind of, you know, be adaptable and do different things than they've ever done before, right? So mm-hmm. it applies to everybody, not necessarily just only to my situation. So I have to kind of say that for our listeners to understand and feel how it applies here.
For sure, for sure. I remember literally even this past weekend or past week, I had a friend send me a message, and he worked at a company. They got bought out, and he came back from a trip. He was on vacation with tons of friends, and he came back from the trip just to find out this news. And all yeah. of a sudden, you know, literally Monday morning, right, he finds himself like, you know, sure, he got, you know, whatever, a severance package and however that plays out. But all of a sudden, he thought it was a really well-known company, you know, really, like, he's been there for X amount of years, and he thought he was going to be there the rest of his life, you know. And all of a sudden, he gets that rug pulled out from under him. And now he goes, well, what do I do? You know, yes. like, what? How do I look at the world? Like, and then, you know, he has to ask himself those really tough questions. Is, you know, what do you want to do, right? And where are you gonna go now? So, I think you're absolutely right. So many people in their lives, so many different situations where they believe that, you know, life is gonna be one version, and you know, life doesn't maybe go according to plan, and it plays out something very differently.
We have a mutual friend, Teresa, who was, again, you know, a very, very successful entrepreneur. One day walking downtown, got hit by a bus, and, you know, her life had to kind of, you know, take a different direction, right? So that's the thing, is that it's not just only for that little girl that was born in a refugee camp that this could happen to many of us, even here in North America.
Yeah. So coming into Canada, I mean, you know, I imagine kind of the weight of your family, you know, if I could say that, you know, on your own shoulders and you, you know, seeing this entire new world. Was it so much of your success has come from real estate and real estate investing and helping people even get educated in that arena? Did you first have that initial passion in that direction, or was it something that, like how did the relationship of real estate start?
It was the best thing actually that my parents gave me, is that, you know what, be responsible. It's always about perspective, Jay. It always is about perspective. So even though it was a huge responsibility on Tahani's shoulders, but I also looked at it as something that it's almost like a why. I needed to go and do really well because I have to take care of my family back home. So it gave me my why, a reason to really go out and make it in this world. So when I came here, it wasn't really about real estate. It was about entrepreneurship. Again, you could, right. There's a question, is entrepreneurs are naturally born, or is it a skill that you learn? And I think for me, it was maybe a natural way. Just naturally, I was an entrepreneur. Like I said, even in that refugee camp, my mom, sure. Never seen an entrepreneur. I didn't even know what a business is like, nothing. Right. So when I came here, it was about going to school, because that is one thing I believed in wholeheartedly. I believed, and my teachers instilled in me, that education equals freedom. Education equals out of poverty. And for me, my number one goal was that I had to go out and finish high school and finish higher education, so that, you know, I have sort of like a thing that I can fall on, because education is everything. So I went on to go study. I went on to school, to college after that. And then after college, I started looking for jobs. It was not easy. Even during college, what I wanted to mention is, yeah, last year of college, I had my baby girl. So I kind of got pregnant, and I had my baby girl while actually was writing exams. I was sitting almost sideways because of the desk. I could not sit like, you know, like that.
Yeah. My goodness.
No, yeah. But it was, all along was not easy. All along was, while kids, you know, even in high school, went out to play and to do their kid thing, I would go home and I would cook and do my house duty. I had the dictionary page by page. I would look up every single word. So I don't want it to sound like it was just this easy, you know, kind of ride. It was really a lot of work to get me to where I am. But naturally, how I progressed and got into real estate is that my brother asked me to help him out and open a toy, you know, I would say a toy section in a flea market.
Okay.
Thinking Tahani's like, why a flea market? Why not have a store? You know, sure. Why not go big, you know?
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
you had that entrepreneurial spirit about you already.
Exactly. So we opened one of the first few dollar stores in Cambridge, the Waterloo region.
Okay.
And right across from that store, there was a broker manager. And every time he bought gum or water, he would say, Tahani, I think you're amazing. You should get into the real estate business. I think you're amazing. You should get into the real estate business, constantly, almost every day, yeah, to the point where I said to my brother, look, the business is doing so well. Now I can leave you and go and try this real estate business thing that this guy is encouraging me to do.
Mm. And that's where it all began.
That's where it all began. But it started as a traditional realtor, okay, which is selling houses for home buyers and sellers. But not until 7 years after, I came across an investor that was actually right when I was going through my divorce after 22 years of marriage. And I needed to provide for my two kids, and I wanted to do whatever it takes to make it on my own. Because again, I had that belief that you know, women relied on, you know, their male partner for security and for, you know, providing. So as a little girl, it's like, I thought we needed that, and now I'm going to be on my own to make it in this world. So I started asking people for whatever they want in the real estate world. Let me help you. I came across an investor. Yeah. He's a car mechanic, just an average, everyday, you know, type of person. And he's like, Tahani, I'm looking for an investment and I want to flip it. And I'm like, what is that? You know, yeah, what is this? what I realized is that after 3 months, I sold him a house, he fixed it. 3 months later, he sold it, and he made $48,000. And that's when the light bulb in my head was like, oh my gosh, this is like a business.
Yeah.
Real estate like a business. I did not even imagine that real estate could be like a business. It's not this emotional thing. And that's when I fell in love with the real estate investing part. And that's when just I became obsessed about real estate investing and the numbers and the business part of it. And that's how my journey started it in this thing.
And that's what they say, the rest is history, you know. Right. And you know, for full context, I know we did a more in-depth, you know, introduction before this, but I mean, Tahani is truly a voice and leader in the real estate investing, you know, marketplace. And you know, I got a chance to hang out with you in person just almost a month and a little bit ago, at Acre, you know, here in Toronto, and looking and just hearing your stories and looking at the path and how you were able to do that. It was inspiring for me just even as a young, you know, investor. And you know, it's not something I'd really talk about or I necessarily do full time, but we're very much under that idea of providing for your family, being that person, you know, the step up for those around you. Right. Yes. And so
you shared the story with me about how you trying to help your mom, which is just so amazing. It's such an amazing story.
Yeah. So, you know, I want you to share a little more about your movement called FIRE, because when you were sharing that with me, I thought it was fire, right? I thought it was fire. I immediately thought of the fire emoji. And talk a little bit about that and what was maybe the inspiration for you to go down that path for you to try to create that impact.
FIRE is an acronym and you know, letters that stands for females investing in real estate, or females in real estate.
Yeah.
And it all stemmed from the belief that, you know, women in particular, that they are way more capable and adaptable than we think we are. And because whenever I go to conferences, actually, there's a few reasons why I started FIRE. First is I would go always to conferences and events, and mostly it's dominated by men. They're usually men that are investors.
Right.
And I'm like, where are the women? Why are they not seeing what other men are seeing in terms of building wealth through real estate investing? Then 2 years ago, I had two of my brothers have massive heart attacks in their early 40s, almost like, you know, back to back within such a short period of time. It made me realize, like, if that happened to me again, going back to our first story when we got started, if that would have happened to me today, what do I want to leave this world with? Is that I know that I you know, I left it a better world than when I came into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I thought, you know what? All this knowledge, all of these things that helped me with all of my challenges, with everything that I had to go through, and I still made it from zero to, you know, acquiring such an amazing portfolio.
Yeah.
How can I take that information and help other people with it? Even though almost 89% of my clients at this until today, they are men. Men come to me. Tahani, what do we do with our money? How do we put it more into, you know, a real estate portfolio? What do you advise? And then I thought, it is my duty and it is my responsibility to go and help women see the opportunity that real estate can provide for them, you know?
Yeah.
Just to say that I'm going to stop helping men, I will continue helping men, but in a different way. But that's why I've created FIRE, because I want to bring more awareness to this, you know, mission of mine. I wanted to help more women. I want women to realize the opportunities that real estate can actually have for them.
Yeah. Well, amen to that, because I think you're so right, you know, and I don't know, you know, any statistics necessarily to do with real estate, but I could just tell you from having a podcast and doing almost, you know, 200 plus like episodes and interviews now, like the amount of women that pitch us to ever be on the show, and the amount of women that actually, you know, have been on the show have been significantly lower than the men that literally almost every other day I'll get a pitch, someone with a new book, with a new thing that they're trying to get on the show, they're trying to get the promotion. For you, I mean, I know you touched on this a little bit, but I'm kind of curious myself. What's been maybe a misconception that you have found a lot, some women have, around real estate investing, being that person to kind of go out there and figure out some of these deals?
First of all, most women, I believe, after surveying hundreds of women, believe that real estate is more of a masculine, you know, thing rather than a feminine thing, which is really not at all. In fact, it is the total opposite, you know. Another thing, too, is that you're saying misconceptions, right? Not necessarily or different.
If any, right? I don't know. I mean,
real estate does not differentiate. Real estate does not say you're a man or a woman or you're a woman. You can't find me, you know.
That's right.
It does not differentiate whether you speak really well English or you don't. You know, it's just it's real estate. It's a way of anybody creating more wealth and make more money, you know, through investing. So I believe many things. I believe that one's past does not equal or determine their future or where they're going. So if there is, you know, anybody listening to this podcast and they're thinking, well, maybe I can't do it or I failed or you know, whatever it is, the excuse is that, you know, I would say, no, you know, you can still pick up and get going. I started when I was almost 37 and I became multimillionaire by not even 40. I would say probably 43, maybe 45. So again, I believe that everything starts with gratitude. Important, because no matter, even in the refugee camp, I shared with you one time that some nights my mom would have like bread that we would dip in tea to eat for dinner. Mm-hmm. But I've always felt blessed. I've always felt that I had more than others in that, you know, camp. Yeah. And I've, you know, so gratitude, everything starts with gratitude. I also believe that too many people, especially in North America, I must say, are looking for what's missing in their life rather than what they've got right now in their life.
It's so true, though, because gratitude, I'll tell you, Tani, because I love exactly what you're saying, because it comes up almost every other episode. Right. Yeah. You see from the top, like billionaires, millionaires, New York, like everybody always talks about gratitude. But just for a quick second, I'm curious, because I think you have a really good grasp on this, right? Gratitude is not just this exercise that you want to check off. It's actually being in gratitude, right? Like you were saying, you know, being grateful for the bread and tea and not just, you know, saying that per se. How do you make sure, this is a bit of a selfish question, but how do you make sure, like, if things are not necessarily going your way, and you know, maybe you're spiraling, maybe you know you're not necessarily having, you know, the day that you want or the week that you want or whatever it is, how do you make sure you kind of input or implement gratitude within your daily practices?
I believe, you know, there's a lot of gratitude journals.
And
I follow UJ's gratitude journal, the 5-minute journal, and I love it. But I always, you know, make sure for myself, and I always tell my clients, is that they have to feel it internally. So when I say, thank God for this glass of water, I truly mean it. Because there are some places in this world, they don't even have this. Like, think about it and really, truly feel it. Like, have these feelings with, it's all about vibes and, you know, and feeling within us. And also, I believe that everything, you know, every challenge in our life has a gift in it. So whatever people are experiencing, no matter how bad it is, they are still doing a whole lot better than someone else in this world. That's also where, you know, you change perspective and in an instant you realize how grateful you are for even whatever that you're in. Like when I look at my situation, I'm like, yes, that little girl was really, she felt abandoned. She felt a sense of loneliness. She felt all of those things. But that was the greatest gift that my parents gave me, because here I am now in Canada and I get to make this huge impact, you know, and help other women. And everything, you know, whether it's health situation, whether it's quitting your job, whether it's having even kids that challenge you, anything and everything, you just look within and say, what is the gift in that?
Yeah. Well, Tahani, I mean, you brought the fire today. I love it. And those are some amazing takeaways, you know, finding the gift in each challenge, you know, stepping into gratitude. I mean, those are some amazing practices for sure. So we're going to change gears just a little bit, because I have a last couple, you know, last few questions just before we wrap up. But for people, for the men and the ladies that are enjoying this, where can they kind of follow your journey, or where can they be a part of the FIRE movement?
So So I have a Facebook community right now. It's called Fire Females in Real Estate. So they can actually just ask to join that community. And or maybe even, you know, go to my website, tahani.ca. That's T-A-H-A-N-I, tahani.ca. It's not a tahini, it's a tahani, the tahini sauce.
And I love the one name. Right? That's how you know you got the one, the only Tahani. And we're going to link to everything in the show notes and below this video as well. So Tahani, last couple questions for you. You know, the show in itself, we and you've talked about, you've highlighted some of this. We always dig into the idea of legacy over currency, you know, and whether it's, you know, health or whether it's building wealth, whether it's investing, whether it's building businesses, how are you seeing some of the work that you're doing now with women, you know, walking them through and how have you seen any of this stuff plays into the legacy that you're ultimately looking to leave?
Oh, just helped a woman who reached out to me and she just told me that, Tahani, my husband just got diagnosed with a terminal illness and she was so sad and she was so scared, and she does have a full-time job, you know, corporate job, and she doesn't know how to continue helping her family, but be also making sure that her husband is okay and has a sense of something, you know, to do. I took them on and I helped them with real estate, and now he's a full-time investor and he's making way more money than he was even before he got into the real estate. Actually, he almost doubled his income, his whole year income, within about maybe 5 years. So that for me, it's like, oh my gosh, I made a huge difference in somebody else, you know, life. I live for those moments.
You just reminded me, and we'll just give Jason Gaynard a bit of a shout out because I know he's a mutual friend. He's been on the show. But I remember one thing he said. I don't even know where he, this was like a couple years ago. And he said, you know, you don't measure impact by like the money that you make. He says the way that he does it for himself, he visualizes and he prints off all the emails and all the things of people saying, hey, thanks, you know, thanks for your, you know, this, or thanks for your event. And he stacks it. And so that you can like visually see it. And I know for you, We didn't get a chance to even dive into this, but I know that you have a really cool practice with visualization, you know? Yeah. And so could you share a little bit about that? Because I know you get all these different stories, and there's people that are listening to this and they go, man, how do I live a life, you know, even if I'm starting late, how do I in a few years build to be a multimillionaire?
Yes, I want to touch on that. And I also, please remind me to touch on how impact it starts at home. And sure, we will talk about that later. But for me, visualization, usually people have it on a board. For me, it's a book. Like I have it in a book. I wish I knew you were going to ask that question or brought it up and I would have showed you. And it is so amazing because I feel like as soon as the mind can conceive the idea, then, you know, all of a sudden somehow it shows up. But you don't just sit and think, oh, you know, like meditate, oh, please God, give me this or do this. No, you have to really go out and you know, do and hustle and bring about whatever that you desire. I just wanted to touch on, I wanted to be always on a TV show, somehow the resident, you know, guest. And everybody told me, this is so hard, you need to do like this and you need to do that. And it's a whole process and they just complicate things. But for me, again, I put on the visualization, I put it in my book.
Yeah.
And just 2 weeks ago, it actually happened. So I'm
Tahani.
Not to worry about, you know, how things are going to happen, but more about why you wanted something to happen. It's really about the impact and about helping others and seeing others, you know, the smiles on their faces and what's happening. Going back to about the impact and the legacy, a lot of people right now get caught up in, I want to help, you know, millions of people and this and that. And this is all wonderful, but I also believe it all starts here, home, within yourself.
Yes.
And then, you know, take it to your kids, family, and then, you know, brothers and sisters. The impact, it almost like starts at core and then, you know, goes out. And instead of worrying and overwhelming ourselves with want to help the whole world,
yeah.
you know, start with how can I help myself first, and how can I help my kids, and how can I help my brothers and sisters, even though my brothers are all, I call them technicians because they're like plumbers, contractors, sure. you know. But they, I told them and I showed them the power of having your own business. So now they're all business people, having others helping them run a business. So it always starts with home and then take it outside.
I love that you broke that down. Impact starting from home, or impact at home. Because that's literally what we talk about on the show all the time. Like, it's, you know, I will even be honest, and I say it to all our listeners and viewers all the time. When I first started, it was the same idea, right? Let me, you know, get out of my way. Let me go change the world. Let me go attack it, right? And the more you know, the more maybe you mature, but the more you interact with other successful individuals, you realize that you can't control. There's a lot of things you can't control. You can't control the weather. You can't control, you know, we had all these technology issues even doing this and getting this right. You can't control certain things, but what you can control is the change that you make for yourself, you know? Yes. And you can control your perspective, your attitude. And I mean, look at some of the things that you went through, and yet you were still being able to create success, right?
Don't overwhelm. A lot of people are overwhelmed with so much information. What does Philip McKernan says, you know, if you want information, just something to the extent of like, you know, Google has all the information you want, but it's really about applying this information and applying it within, you know, your group of people before you overwhelm yourself and thinking of millions and millions, you know.
Right.
You know, but it all starts with
It all starts with yourself. And now, because you've been able to change yourself and impact your family, I mean, you know, it's amazing. Now you're in a position where you can serve other women, right? Exactly. Now you're in a position you can serve the men or whoever you want in your life, right?
Yes, exactly. So at the beginning, my why was really my family, my brothers, my mom, my dad, and that's who I wanted to help. Then in the middle, you know, later on in life, it was my two kids. I just wanted to make sure that they're good and I can send them to university and so on and so forth. And now that I've been blessed with all of that, it's really about leaving a legacy, leaving an impact. And now I can do that because I was able to set myself on a very solid foundation and then going out there and making a huge difference in others.
Do you changemakers see why I had to bring Tahani on the show? I know we're not a real estate show, but come on. you can't have this much fire and not come on the Inner Changemaker. So Tahani, really appreciate you being here. Last question for you. The show itself, it's called the Inner Changemaker. So what comes to mind? What pictures, what images, what words comes to mind when you think of the word changemaker?
Changemakers, I believe every day a person can be a changemaker. It's not just only special people. It's really believing that you can make a difference and then all of a sudden you're a change maker. And again, I'm going to go back to the point is that even if you've made a difference in one or two or 10 or 100 people's life, you're still a change maker. You don't have to think just only in the millions. And I know that you are making a huge impact, Jay. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy. I'm so blessed, you know, to get to know such an amazing young man like yourself.
Well, hey, I appreciate that, and I accept that, but I also want to take a few seconds to acknowledge you, Tahani, to have come from, you know, your own past, to have had that pressure on you from a young age and still be entrepreneurial, still take care of your family, and to be impacting the people that you know are in your life, your own family members, but also the women that you get a chance to work with. I got a chance to meet you personally, and I saw the way people are gravitating to you, and it wasn't just, you know, from a celebrity standpoint, but also in gratitude as well. So tons of thanks and tons of gratitude for sharing the virtual stage with me, and you know, that's part of the reason I wanted to introduce you to our community. So if you are listening to this, if you are a woman, heck, if you're a man and you want to, you know, learn from someone who's been able to crush it in real estate investing, please go follow Tahani. Tahani, is there a social media channel where we could kind of socially stalk you, or is it just the Facebook group?
Yes. So to all of your listeners who are entrepreneurs and they make amazing money in whatever they do, they can still have a little small portfolio in real estate, you know?
It's true.
So
it's
and
true.
If they need, so if they need to put their money into a place where, you know, just sort of like a, that is safe, secure, and all of that, real estate is it for, anyways, for me and in my life and in my client's life. Tahani International Facebook, Tahani International Instagram. It's easy, like Tahani, like an Oprah or a Madonna.
Yeah. Well, Oops. Hey, we're excited. We got Canadian real estate Oprah on the show. So, hey, Tahani, I appreciate you so much. Can't wait to see you next time. And for those that are watching and those that are listening, thank you so much. Remember, just like Tahani said, it's not about trying to change the world. It's about impacting yourself first, changing yourself first, and then take care of those around you. Take care of those that you love, right? Tahani, do you have a question of the day for anyone that's listening or watching this? That maybe we could, I know it's putting you on the spot a little last minute, but just a question of the day. It could be in anything we talked about. It could be in any of the habits or anything like that.
I challenge people to start today writing in their gratitude journal. And if they don't have a journal, just pick up a piece of paper and just start writing 2 to 3 things of what are you grateful for. And it could be, like I said, as simple as water or the food on the table or anything. Start with that, feel it, and then just see, and then just actually sit back and notice how more amazing things will start happening in your life just because you're grateful for what you've got.
Hey, everybody, do that exercise and then let us know some of the cool things that happen. We'd love to be able to know. That's a powerful exercise. I'm not the best at doing it every single day, but I'm getting a little better. So, hey, we'll leave it at that. Appreciate all of you for watching, for tuning in, and we can't wait to see you guys for another interview, another episode. Thank you again, Tahani, and we'll talk
to you
guys soon.
Yes, high five.
Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.